Have you ever wondered why your partner shows love through gifts while you crave quality time? Or why your coworker thrives in chaotic meetings while you need solitude to recharge? Our fascination with personality quizzes reveals a deeper yearning to understand ourselves and others. While these quick assessments might seem trivial, they point to our genuine desire for self-knowledge, a desire that requires more than checking boxes. Our personalities, those characteristic patterns of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that make us unique, are largely hereditary and relatively constant throughout life. There's an important distinction between personality traits, which we're born with, and character traits, like kindness, which are more malleable. Understanding personality is like having a good map. It doesn't change your location, but shows you the terrain, making navigation possible. Sometimes, a single personality insight can provide a paradigm-shifting revelation, like realizing you're just hungry after a terrible day. These frameworks highlight what upsets and energizes us, reveal the causes of relationship friction, and open our eyes to what's really happening in difficult interactions. They've helped countless people structure their days for productivity, manage emotions, navigate relationships, and identify suitable career paths. When exploring personality frameworks, we often see ourselves as we wish to be, not as we truly are. This self-deception blocks genuine growth, like misjudging distances when parking, scraping pillars we thought were far away, or leaving huge gaps. Our self-perception can be wildly inaccurate while we remain convinced of our clarity. This denial can be remarkably powerful. Consider the obstetrician who delivered babies to women in complete denial about their pregnancies despite obvious symptoms. Similarly, people ignore clear evidence about their personality traits, embracing more comfortable false self-images. The breakthrough comes when we finally recognize our true nature. For one couple, discovering their fundamental differences, her emotional expressiveness versus his logical reserve, transformed their relationship. Understanding that their conflicts stemmed from natural personality variations rather than personal failings dialed their conflicts down from epic to ordinary. The value of personality frameworks lies in honestly recognizing our authentic natures, not fitting ourselves into idealized types. Introverts and extroverts fundamentally misunderstand each other. Introverts prefer quieter environments and focus inward, while extroverts seek stimulation and focus externally. These differences are neurological. Extroverts process information through shorter brain pathways, rely on the sympathetic fight-or-flight system, respond strongly to dopamine, and take more risks. Introverts favor the parasympathetic, rest and digest system, and have more developed prefrontal cortexes for abstract thinking. Even caffeine affects them differently, enhancing extroverts' performance while often impairing introverts. To identify your type, notice which activities drain or energize you. A sociable introvert might enjoy parties but needs solitude afterward to recharge. Understanding your natural tendencies helps you plan accordingly, creating quiet time, embracing solitary activities, and managing your calendar to maintain optimal energy. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by noisy restaurants or violent movies when others seem unfazed? You might be among the 15 to 20% of people born with highly sensitive nervous systems. While often confused with introversion, high sensitivity is a separate trait. 30% of highly sensitive people are actually extroverts. HSPs process information more thoroughly, catching subtle cues others miss and reacting more strongly to stimuli. They typically have faster reflexes, greater sensitivity to pain and medications, more allergies, and more active immune systems. Common HSP triggers include noise, clutter, uncomfortable textures, back-to-back appointments, strong emotions, information overload, disturbing media, and complex decisions. HSPs perceive more nuances in choices, leading to quicker decision fatigue. High sensitivity is hardwired, with no volume knob to adjust nervous system response. While HSPs can't change their fundamental sensitivity, they can develop strategies to manage triggers. They primarily need white space, both literal and metaphorical, to process intense sensory input. Despite challenges, high sensitivity offers significant strengths. HSPs experience life more intensely, making them empathetic friends, insightful employees, and creative thinkers. Their perceptiveness and passionate focus can feel like superpowers. Have you ever expressed love sincerely, yet received disappointment in return? Gary Chapman's Five Love Languages framework explains why people express and receive love differently. Everyone has a primary language: words of affirmation, quality time, gift giving, acts of service, or physical touch. When loved ones speak different love languages, miscommunication occurs, like an emotional bank account where expressions in your partner's language make deposits, while unloving actions create withdrawals. Words of affirmation people need verbal expressions. Quality time people require undivided attention. Gift givers value tangible symbols. Acts of service people believe actions speak louder than words. Physical touch people connect through contact. What would change if you started speaking your loved one's primary languages rather than just your own? The concept of four basic temperaments spans from Ezekiel's vision to Hippocrates' framework. David Kiersey's modern approach categorizes temperament through word usage, concrete versus abstract, and tool usage, cooperative versus utilitarian. Artisans, 35 to 35% of population, use concrete words and utilitarian tools. They're adaptable, present-focused, excel with machines, possess strong aesthetic sense, and crave excitement. Guardians, 40 to 45%, combine concrete words with cooperative tool usage. These reliable pillars of society value tradition and routines, excel at administration, remember details, and maintain strong work ethics. Idealists, 15 to 20%, use abstract words and cooperative tools. Insightful and empathetic, they focus on meaning over reality, love metaphors, understand others' perspectives, and trust intuition. Rationals, 5 to 6%, use abstract words and utilitarian tools. These logical thinkers excel at envisioning solutions and approach problems experimentally with little interest in social politics. They prefer substantive conversations and work to understand systems. Understanding temperament transforms how we perceive others. As C.S. Lewis wrote, "There are no ordinary people." Rather than wishing others were more like us, we should appreciate our diverse temperaments. While core personality traits remain stable, our behaviors can change significantly. Understanding our personalities helps us recognize patterns and step outside them when needed. Our self-identifications shape our thoughts and actions throughout life. Our potential for change depends largely on our belief that change is possible. Carol Dweck contrasts fixed mindsets, qualities are immutable, with growth mindsets, traits are development starting points. As Churchill observed, we shape our buildings and afterwards our buildings shape us. Similarly, we structure our lives and then they influence who we become. The Enneagram's purpose isn't merely identifying traits, but facilitating transformation. It helps us confront hidden motivations blocking our true selves. The 4A's growth process provides a path: awareness, developing clear self-perception, acceptance, acknowledging all aspects compassionately, action, choosing healthier responses, and adherence, practicing until healthy responses become habitual. Personality frameworks don't put you in a box. They help you recognize the box you're already in so you can step outside it. Self-discovery is a lifelong journey without final completion. The question isn't whether you'll become a different person, but whether you'll become more fully yourself.